It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly. Now, earlier in the show, we talked about Hurricane Milton, which devastated Florida. Now, this storm came just a couple of weeks after Hurricane Helene devastated several states in the South. And while the storm didn't hit our area, some of the ripple effects of that devastation are being felt here. And for this, let's bring in KYW's John McDevitt. And John, first, I found this story incredibly alarming. Hospitals in Philadelphia and across the country now dealing with a shortage of IV fluids. Explain what's going on here and how this touches back to the storm.
Well, Hurricane Helene damaged Baxter International. It had to temporarily close. It's an intravenous manufacturing site in Marion, North Carolina. It supplies about 60% of IV fluids to medical centers in the country.
So what is being done? Kind of give us a feel for what this means. Are places completely out? Are they kind of having to ration looking ahead? Kind of what are they dealing with day to day?
Yeah, the company is rationing its supplies to hospitals, including in our region. Dr. John Stahlkamp, he's the chief medical officer at Mainline Health. He says the IV solution shipment has been reduced by 40 to 50% than they're used to on a daily basis.
This is one of the concerns that you have when you concentrate all your production in one location, that if that plant goes down, unfortunately, it has major ripple effects.
And that's basically what they're doing. Rationing is the key here.
Does this mean, like, people can't get surgery, or are we not there yet?
Yeah, well, Dr. Stahlkamp says that hospital teams, they came together, they worked on a conservation strategy.
And so we changed the amount of fluid that we use on individuals. We've also encouraging a lot more oral hydration in our hospitals. We're encouraging people to drink Gatorade and to drink more water.
So the amount of fluid used is being reduced at hospitals. And some healthcare systems in the country have postponed surgeries because of the IV fluids shortage, like in Minnesota, Ohio, and South Carolina. So far in this area, Matt, we haven't seen any cancellations or postponements of surgeries up because of the IV.
How long could this linger? Is this just a hiccup and they're confident things will get back in time, or is this just kind of the starting edge of what could become a bigger problem?
Yeah, no, it could be a bigger problem. It's really unclear at this point. What we do know is that the American Hospital Association sent a letter to President Biden urging him to declare a public health emergency around this shortage of IV solutions. The association wants the federal government to get the plant operational as soon as possible, to speed up the production through other suppliers, and to allow importation of IV solutions from Europe.
want to pivot now to a different aspect of the damage Helene caused. A lot of pets from that region being sent to shelters other places so that they're safe, and that includes pets that are being transferred up into the Delaware Valley, right?
Yeah, Providence Animal Center, or PAC, is in Media, Delaware County. They received 21 dogs and puppies from a North Carolina shelter, and the Pennsylvania SPCA, they got 9 dogs from a shelter in Tennessee. So these dogs were in the shelter system in these places.
What we did was take animals that were already homeless in Georgia and brought them up to us so they could empty those kennels down there so they could bring in ones that were displaced from the hurricane, so people still have that opportunity to try and find their pet as things get put back together.
Is this unusual, or do we see this a lot when big storms come through? And that being said, should we expect more from Florida, you know, with Milton having gone through?
Yeah, shelters help shelters out. They have partnerships galore. And because a lot of the shelters are near or at capacity, they kind of move the dogs around. Again, they don't take dogs or cats out of a disaster zone that aren't already in the adoption system. Pennsylvania, they have a 14-day quarantine mandate by the state. And what a lot of shelters are doing is that they're asking for fosters.
Our partners have definitely been asking if we're going to be able to take more. But a lot of that really relies on the space we have in our quarantine area. So we only have a certain number of kennels that can be quarantined. So if I can get these guys that are here into foster care for the next 2 weeks, I'll have all those kennels open to be able to bring more.
It's about space. It really is. And, you know, fostering, adopting is what's really needed right now.
Yeah, kind of to that point, like, I feel like we hear commercials or we do stories about shelters at capacity and they're having a special this weekend to try to clear it. Like, is there only so much that can be done because a lot of these places are already at max capacity? You talk about moving the animals around, but I would imagine there's only certain, if people aren't stepping up to adopt, there's only certain, so much you can do, right?
Exactly. And this fostering program is so key, so essential to this. Again, it frees up space. They're in your home. And a lot of animals, well, the people that are fostered, they're called foster fails. It means that you're fostering a cat, but you just fell in love with this cat and you're going to adopt it. And a lot of shelters give you first dibs if you want to adopt it or not. So, but yeah, space is key. Really, people are stepping up, and it all depends on the shelter itself too. So that moving around, that partnership is also essential.
Thank you very much, John. That's KYW's John McDevitt joining us. And we should note, going back to the IV fluids, we learned late in the week that the Food and Drug Administration is allowing the Baxter Medical Supply Company to import from its overseas facilities. So hopefully that will help supplement the supply of IV fluids here in the U.S. We will have more of The Week in Philly coming up.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.